First thing that I'll do is I'll go ahead and show you the new thing in our Sermon Audio app. As I mentioned, iOS 14 broke something in our app, the ability to play videos. We got it fixed out there. It's in the store right now, and this is the new feature of it. I want you to know about it so that you can enjoy it and benefit from it. This is my phone, actually, and you can see that I tried using the iOS 14 widget now and very happy about that. But here's the app, and as you can see, this is the newest version, although it looks the same as the old version. The new part of it, though, is something I'll show you right now. There's a webcast in progress. Let's go ahead and play that and see what happens.
And I want us to look
you see those
tonight
things that popped
at
up there?
Three
I'm going
persons
to
described
this.
In the book of Ezekiel.
There. You can hear me now, right? I'm going to tap on that little button that I did, and you can see that I can now have this floating in a window, which is very nice because not only does this allow me to do other things on the app, but I can actually exit out of the app completely, and it's still playing. You see? And I can move it to the side, and it gets hidden. It's still there. I can bring it back out. And so this is how people can now watch your webcast or a video that you upload. They could already listen to things in the background, but this allows for the videos, whether it's a webcast or an archive video, to be played. This is called Picture-in-Picture, and it works very well. Yeah, we're pretty happy about this.